Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's our Loud and Local Band of the Week, and this week, it's Thunders of Wrath. Local Band of the Week, Thunders of Wrath. You want to find out where they're playing, how you can get their music?
You can see them on the 22nd of this month. They're over at the Valley in Tacoma and pick up their brand new record, just recorded, debut record, recorded at Bob Lang Studios.
You want more info, just go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. Don't forget Sunday nights, 10 o'clock, 2 hours of all local music. Great bands from the Pacific Northwest. It's a show called Loud Local. You'll get to hear good music like Thunders of Wrath. And this is an awesome Blue Friday because this could be the weekend where we head to the playoffs, baby.
Well, this is also a very special Friday.
Why is that?
Because it's my wife's birthday.
Oh. Hey.
Happy birthday, Michelle!
I was really going to give you a lot of crap going through.
No, don't.
There's nothing more special than Blue Friday, but your wife's a sweetheart.
So. Aw, thank you so much.
Yeah, I love that. And she really looked very cute last night.
She was amazing.
Yeah, I mean, that was a great outfit.
Oh, it sounds like my mom and dad are on the phone. They wanted to wish her a happy birthday.
Oh!
Mom, dad?
Happy birthday to you. Love you. Happy hugs and kisses.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, listen. Steve's family, they go all out with the hugs and the kisses.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Happy birthday, Michelle.
Just don't park in Steve's dad's spot and you're okay.
That's right. Now let's get to the game. Playing today, well, we've got...
Well, this is awkward going from my wife to Tracy Morgan.
I'm going to get your wife pregnant.
Ah. Yeah, that's happening.
Happy birthday, Michelle. And how are you doing, Tracy?
Michelle, get me a shoehorn. I'm coming over.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. She needs new shoes, and we're figuring it out.
I'm ready to play this game. Who am I playing for?
You're playing for Derek and Cedro Woolley. Derek, are you there, sir?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Derek.
Strap in, white dude.
What are they playing for today, Steve?
Apparently, Tracy Morgan's love.
And also tickets to check out the WWE's SmackDown that's going to be happening in Everett at the Angel of the Winds Arena on February 5th. I know I'm going to be there. I'm excited for it to come to town.
Back. I'm going to be there, too.
Yes, you are.
I'm going to be wrestling. I got a wrestling name and everything.
And that name is?
Poo-Poo Crisp.
Poo-Poo Crisp. Okay.
Well, you can see Tracy Morgan, a.k.a.
You want to hear what my finishing move is?
I would love to hear your finishing move.
It's the Dutch oven.
Wow.
I killed three of my own kids with the Dutch oven.
Yeah, you did. Tickets are available starting today at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster to see Poo-Poo Crisp and all the stars of the WWE.
That's it
for a SmackDown.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
I'm ready to play.
For those playing at home, Tracy, you will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions.
Okay.
You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What traditional Swiss dish involves dipping cubes of bread into melted cheese?
Popeye's chicken.
No.
Cornbread.
No.
Grape drink.
No. The 1916 Olympic Games were canceled due to what event?
Soul Train being canceled.
No.
Good Times being canceled.
No.
Bell Biv DeVoe breaking up.
No. What is believed to be created when a star collapses?
A black hole.
Yeah.
Nice.
What fashion item can be styled in a half Windsor or a Hanover?
A fashion item?
Yeah, fashion item.
Strap on.
No.
Wow.
Strap in.
No.
Okay.
A dickie.
No! Who is Donald Duck's girlfriend?
Whitney.
No.
Janet.
No.
J-Lo.
No! What U.S. state name ends with 3 vowels?
Brooklyn.
No.
The Bronx.
No.
Detroit.
No! What's the name of Peter's wife on Family Guy?
Lois.
Yes. Nice. Which planet is famous for its rings?
Uranus.
No.
The booty.
No.
But.
No.
That's it.
Which senator is a cousin of comedian Amy Schumer?
My man Ted Kennedy.
No.
That's a lie.
Tracy, you got 2 correct.
Yeah, good job. You
That's great. I won.
Yeah. Poo-Poo Crisp got a deuce.
Yeah, he did. That's a fine performance.
I won him a pair of tickets?
Probably. I think a consolation prize.
Yeah, there's no way we can't give it to Derek because Tracy was on Trivia Fire.
Oh, yes. I bet.
Yeah, absolutely.
Typically, when Tracy plays, the winner wins no matter what. The listener wins no matter what.
Exactly. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What traditional Swiss dish involves dipping cubes of bread into melted cheese?
Fondue.
Yes.
Fondue!
The 1916 Fondue. Olympic Games were canceled due to what event?
Oh, the War of 1812.
No.
The Iran-Contra affair.
No.
Syphilis.
No.
That's it.
What is believed to be created when a star collapses?
Meteor.
No.
Shower.
Mm.
An angel gets its wings.
No.
Pass.
What fashion item can be styled in a
Hale's
half...
Comet.
No. Oh. What fashion item can be styled in a half Windsor or a Hanover?
Tie.
Yes.
Nice.
Who is Donald Duck's girlfriend?
Daffy.
No.
Daisy.
Yes.
That's it.
What U.S. state name ends with 3 vowels?
Mississippi.
No.
Oh. Arkansas.
No.
California.
No. What is the name of Peter's wife on Family Guy?
Stewie.
No.
Lois.
No. Yes.
I knew that one.
Which planet is famous for its rings?
That would be Uranus.
No.
That's what I said.
No, like the 2 great minds think alike.
Yes,
Steve, you got 4 correct, but Tracy dropped a deuce, so you win.
That's right.
But Derek, you're getting the prize.
Uranus has rings.
Oh, man.
Derek, you have rings as well, my friend. You're a winner.
Hey, can I say something real quick, DJ?
Yeah, you can. Sure can, buddy.
Right. To make myself look that I'm going to say it's in the spirit of the holidays, but actually it's because I'd rather watch paint dry. Go ahead and give those tickets to a caller.
Aww. Well, at least he admits he's not a fan, so we can get a real fan to get those tickets.
That is cool.
But he didn't need to poop all over wrestling while doing it.
Yeah, that's very true.
It's not my thing.
What if I...
That's there.
I'm not perpetually 4 anymore.
Oh, well, why? What if I gave this guy...
He's not saying anything true. I am.
What if I gave this guy tickets to my comedy show at Clearwater Casino that he could also give to somebody?
Yeah, I was going to say, he's not perpetually 4. He won't enjoy it.
He wouldn't enjoy my show.
Yeah.
We'll give the prize to
to someone else. Thanks for hanging out, Derek.
You rock, Derek.
All right, take it easy, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
That's actually a respectable move to win something and say, I'm not going to appreciate it.
We have that happen from time to time, but they don't usually take a dump all over the prize they're giving away.
It's wrestling. Everyone dumps on wrestling.
That's true.
They got to stop that, though. I'm sensitive to comic books that way. They got.
I'm not sensitive to that. I find great humor in me.
That's because you're a better man than me. I get pissed.
Dude, I'm watching two men in underwear fight over the opportunity to win a belt. I mean, of course, it's ridiculous.
Well, that's how we should decide the next presidency, actually. I really believe
we're
that's
not far
how
from that.
Be.
I think we did. The Planet That's Famous
Sports.
He's
in the Hall of Fame for the WWE, after all.
Oh, yeah, he is.
True, that's right.
So, Steve, you really don't know the planet that has the rings?
Oh, it's Saturn.
Okay,
there we go.
I mean, you know, Uranus is the funny line, but I'm like, if Steve didn't know Saturn.
I committed to the stupid Uranus line.
There you go.
As I heard the music was ending, I was like, it's too late.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have to accept it. And I figured since I'm playing Tracy Morgan, there's a very good chance I'm going to win.
You're right.
Yeah.
The U.S. state that name that ends with three vowels.
Steve, you've been there. It's very tropical.
Oh, Hawaii.
Yeah.
I'm going there in a couple hours.
Ooh.
Are you really? Why do I hate you right now?
Not a big deal.
Look at this. He's hanging out with us, just chilling, and then he's like, oh, hey, see you later, rain, and all the storms and wind coming our way. I'm flying to Hawaii.
Flying to Kauai.
Are you working it?
I will in 2 months. I'm doing a show there with George Lopez.
So I got to prepare, make sure that get the lay of the land. I got to go 2 months early.
The tickets go on sale next week. So I'm coming to do a couple radio appearances in Hawaii.
Oh, that's a horrible life. Yeah. I hope you can make, get back here.
What's radio life like in Hawaii?
It's crazy.
It's got to be super chill.
It's crazy. I did the thing that I do with you guys where I like to come on as a bunch of different celebrities and just have fun. And people on the island of Kauai got like, oh my God, all these, celebrities are here. And apparently they had like a town meeting about it where the radio guy was like, everyone needs to know it's not real. He's a comedian pretending to be celebrities. Like, yeah, it's a radio bit, but they had a town meeting about my appearance.
Wow.
On the island at the local radio station in Kauai. Yeah,
that's
it's
a very small island though.
I'm gonna be very vague about this. On one other island, the most popular DJ is also the most popular weed dealer on the island, and he deals weed in front of the Safeway.
Dude, there's not a lot of money to be made.
So that
Hawaii
answers
radio.
My question: do you get paid well to do radio in Hawaii? My options are definitely a little.
Dude, I talked to him.
I want to retire in Hawaii at one point.
I talked to a guy that worked on a morning show who was actually sweeping up the pool.
Yeah.
At the place I was staying, and so he goes, "So you're in radio? I am too." I go, "Oh, what do you do?" He goes, "Oh, I host mornings at whatever." And I'm like,
"Me too."
What? Yeah, but you're sweeping up the pool like it's like 11 o'clock. He immediately drives home from the show and he's sweeping up the pool. I go, because I thought maybe someday I get to retire to Hawaii and have a decent job, because they don't pay, man.
They don't. And I will say this, and your audience might not understand how crazy this is as much as radio people would, but the guy who was the most popular radio dude in Kauai, there's two stations, and there's one who plays kind of top 40-ish music mixed in with Hawaiian music. He's the most popular guy. He was not only the morning guy. He was also his own program director and a sales guy.
Oh, yeah.
So he's doing everything.
So, and the awkward part of that is that he's going around the island and telling people, hey, you should advertise on my show. Yeah. Like he was selling himself to local companies and saying, you should advertise on my show, and I'm really awesome, instead of having a salesperson kind of be the buffer.
That's a beating.
Yeah, but radio people in Hawaii don't make... People in Hawaii that grow up in Hawaii, their dream is to live on the mainland because it's so much cheaper.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's very expensive. The jobs don't really pay well, a lot of those jobs. Yeah, it's a beating, even though it's like our paradise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to you going to Hawaii, you bastard. Oh, we got a text message from Richie from Thunderbee saying it was great running into you in London for the Seahawks game.
Dude, London was so crazy. It really felt
Everybody runs into Craig Gass everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
It was such a neat thing. And again, I brought this up when I joined you guys for Live Day. Does anybody know why the second largest group of Seahawks fans were Germans over there in London? That's still a mystery.
Yeah, no one ever contacted us, because you did put that forward. We don't know why Germans love the Seahawks the way you said they did when you were over there for that game.
I think somebody speculated that is Seattle the closest to Germany when it comes to like
weather,
maybe weather or just proximity as far as professional sports.
Well, Germany, I mean, all the East Coast teams are much closer to Germany than we are.
I'm throwing it out there. Yeah. Clearly, that person's just as geographically stupid as I am.
Yeah.
Looking online, I checked a little bit afterwards, and it really just seems to be the fact that they won a Super Bowl recently, and that football is kind of still a new thing for the Europeans. So it's pretty much because they're so well known at this point that a lot of people have gravitated towards them.
Jump on the bandwagon of a successful team.
Exactly.
We do have, good German culture here in the Pacific Northwest. I don't know if it's better than any other place in the country.
We have Leavenworth.
Yeah. No doubt about it. We do have really good German culture. I didn't know that maybe we got the best. Like, maybe it's the best concentration. Therefore, in America, we know that, the Pacific Northwest is kind of like Germany in America. So why wouldn't we love the Hawks? I don't know.
I personally came across hundreds of people on the streets of London wearing Seahawks gear. And I would say roughly half the time when I'd say, "Are you here from Washington?" They'd go, "No, Germany." And I go, "What?" And even local people in London, when I did my shows in London, who would say, "Hey, why are you here?" And what brings you to London to do these shows? I said, "Well, I'm a big Seahawks fan and my team is playing this Sunday." And they'd all say, "Is that why all these Germans are here wearing Seahawks gear?" It was weird. It was really weird. It was this crazy phenomenon. And then I told you at the Blue Friday event at the Seahawks, the official Blue Friday party in London, they said, "How many people are here from Washington? How many people are here from California? How about other countries? Germany?" it was crazy.
That's nuts.
It was, I couldn't understand that phenomenon.
Even if it's like a handful of Germans that are fans of the Seahawks, like a couple hundred people in a population of millions.
Yeah.
And this is the only opportunity you're going to get to see your team within flying distance.
Yeah, I did talk to a friend of mine who is a radio guy who now lives over in Europe, and he was saying that it was, it was easy to make that jump over to go watch the Seahawks play, but it's still weird that Germans are that into the Seahawks.
One texter says Germans love Seattle because of the exchange programs from Munich.
Oh, that's okay. All right, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
it's just awesome that the Hawks have got more and more love just internationally now, and this could be a magical season. Nobody thought this would be the case, but as we saw last night, and I thought it was a great example watching that game last night. First of all, the 2-point conversion seems to be real because the stats were coming out. People were saying statistically, you can really have a good shot of making a 2-point conversion. Why aren't more NFL teams doing this? We saw the Panthers fail at that earlier this year. So when I saw the Chiefs last night, the Chargers going, I'm like, they're not going for the tie? This has ramifications of home field advantage. I can't believe they're going to go for 2 points here. Yeah. But I think there are more and more teams are going, you know what? F this. We're going to go for the win.
Yeah.
And it's unbelievable. But now we see the Hawks. We're playing really good teams. That with the teams we lost to, outside of maybe the Broncos, who still have a decent defense, we were playing really good teams that we lost to.
I could point to the prediction that I made when I called into you guys from London about how good of a season the Seahawks are going to have this year, but I make those predictions every year. So
it's like me with the Mariners.
Exactly. Yeah,
they're winning the championship.
Dude, they're doing it all, man. Like, when the Seahawks lost the first game of the season, I just tweeted out, they can still go 15-1. And after the second game, they can still be 14-2. All right, they can still be 13-3. And now I'm sticking to 11-5. They can still be 11-5. They can still.
And now it doesn't
matter. It doesn't even matter. I mean, they can be 10-6 and still. They actually can be 9-7 and still win this damn thing because all they got to do is win this weekend. And then if they lose the next two games, it doesn't matter. They're still in.
Last night's amazing game between the Chiefs and the Chargers is going to negatively affect the Seahawks next week now because now the Chiefs have something to play for, whereas it looked like if the Chiefs were going to win last night, they could have just rested some of their starters.
But see, I'm thinking strategy, Craig.
And same for the Seahawks.
Here's what I'm thinking strategy. I'm already looking past that because, look, if we don't beat the Niners, then maybe we have no business being in the playoffs. But I'm looking past that saying, who do we want to face
Dallas.
In the first round?
Dallas.
Which means if we want to face Dallas in the first round, if I'm doing my math correctly, we want to be the first best team or the second best team in the wild card. That's the thing, because the worst wild card team will play the better of the divisional winners that are in the in the first round.
It looks like we're coasting into a fifth seed, easy games.
I don't know if that's good because who are we looking at? We're looking at Dallas and I'm blank, and then the Bears. So we don't want to play the Bears.
We do not want to go to Chicago.
So that's why we've got to be the fifth seed. Then
we've got to be the fifth seed, and we do not not want to go to Chicago to play in.
Which means we've got to win.
Hot as well. I mean, it's going to be a battle no matter what.
Yeah, yeah. But for some reason, I'm with Craig.
I feel like
we might have a better matchup against Dallas. Whereas we know what the Bears defense can do. It's not pretty. I'd rather play him after I'd rather play him after getting a win under. I want to go one round into the playoffs. Is really what I want to do.
Yeah.
You know, let's at least get to the divisional championship game and then think about what the problem could be.
And the awesome thing is, beyond this season, we have something really special. It's rebuilding right now, and it's next season's going to be even better.
Yep. Yeah, and if it plays right, I mean, depending on, you know, how the Saints finish out the season, if we avoid the Bears, we might get lucky enough to play the Rams, you know, if we make the divisional playoffs. Which
and the Rams have a lot of injuries.
I want to play the Rams because, hey, look, we know them, and we've played them well.
What position are you going to play when you play these Rams?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think I'm probably
long snapping.
I think, like a lot of people know, I'm a
tight
end. I think people who know me. Well,
clearly. I only say that to fans of other teams when they go like, yeah, well, I've got 6 championships with the Patriots. It's like, you don't have any, actually. Yeah. That's just the team. But meanwhile, when my team wins, I'm like,
that's always we. I know.
My team.
Yeah, you know that's what? When the Devils, again, are a good team, and you start being the we, I'll bring that up to you when the Devils get to be a good team again.
Okay.
I know you guys know this, but on stage.
Says the guy who's not really even a Seahawks fan, sure.
On stage, I've had several embarrassing moments with Matt Hasselbeck, run-ins with Matt Hasselbeck over the years, and I talk about it on stage at the Clearwater Casino. That's a big chunk of my show. But on Monday night, I got into town, went to the Monday night game, and when they did the 12th man flag, yeah. I started filming it just because I haven't seen the 12th man flag get raised in a long time. It's been a long time since I've been to a home game, and they showed Matt Hasselbeck, and on the video, you can hear me go,
You have such a serious man crush on Matt Hasselbeck.
Yeah, you
always
do.
Have.
It's just anyone who plays with the Seahawks, I get emotional.
But more him than anyone, I feel.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Matt, I'm still recovering from the first time I met him when I yelled out, "You make me so happy." And he went, "What?"
Yeah, that's.
"You make me so happy."
And at the time, Craig was holding that little spread they did in the Seattle Times where Matt was shirtless.
With Trent Dilfer.
Yeah.
That's still the greatest picture ever.
Yeah, that's where Matt was like, "I don't think you should say that while holding that picture, sir."
One of those pictures where you want to recreate it, but you don't want that existing anywhere on the internet of you recreating it, because out of context, it's the weirdest and most just...
Yeah,
every sports station in the country that I visited for the next 10 years wanted me to come in and tell the story about how I embarrassed myself with Matt Hasselbeck. And then 4 years ago, I'm broadcasting from the Super Bowl Media Center in New Orleans. When Matt Hasselbeck was walking to the media center, I said, "Matt, I don't want to bother you. Just want to say hello. I'm a big fan. My name's Craig." And he went, "Craig Gass." And I went, "Shut the hell up. Are you serious?" And he goes, "Dude, you're the guy. Hold on, Brett." I look over, Brett Favre starts walking towards me, and Matt Hasselbeck introduces me. This is one of the funniest comedians on the planet. And Brett Favre goes, "What's up, dude? I love stand-up comedy." And I looked at him and went, "I do too," and I started crying.
Oh my God, you were such a fanboy.
I started crying to Brett Favre and Matt Hasselbeck. At one point, Matt Hasselbeck said, watch this. Craig does impressions. Craig, do some impressions for Brett. Do some impressions. Every impression I did was of somebody crying. My Al Pacino was crying. My Tracy Morgan. My Christopher Walken. Yeah, it was embarrassing. Well, Clearwater Casino.
Yeah, you can see him crying or not. Clearwater Casino. At Clearwater Casino, December 30th, that's where he's doing the comedy shows. 2 shows, 3 and 7 o'clock. Then he's hosting a New Year's Eve party at Clearwater, and that starts at 9 on the 31st. Tickets, info at clearwatercasino.com. Craig, have a great holiday season,
my friend. You too.
Enjoy Hawaii. And us, well, we're looking back on our favorite moments of the past year. It is the best that we could do for 2018. You're going to hear it at 9:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's the best that we could do. Brought to you by the Shane Company. And I'm surprised we're doing this one.
Dude, this one is the most requested one by all the texters. In fact, I'm not even kidding. Look at the first text that we just got that just showed up right now.
Oh, man.
I don't know if you played it for the best that you could do for 2018, but you should play when BJ raged and stormed out over Dominic, the Italian Christmas donkey.
And I have to say, I've been doing a lot of meditation.
Yes.
Because it's the Christmas season, expecting to hear a lot of Dominic, and I haven't heard a lot of Dominic out of you.
Yeah. I know.
Nice. I've had to really work on it, talk to my therapist, and said, dude, I go, look, there's something that's happening, and I gotta deal with it. And of course, the therapist is like, Wow, first world problems, you idiot. He thought maybe you're having problems with your relationship. Is it the long distance marriage?
No. Nope.
What's going on? Are the kids giving you a hard time? No, it's my jackass radio co-host.
Hey,
yeah, with all that. And
it's the greatest song ever.
Yeah, and I had to go to the therapist and tell him. I said, because you know what, dude? And this happened back in July. I mean, I was just so like, I'm so done with this.
You snapped.
I hate this. I just snapped. So I've got the 15 best classic rock albums to own on vinyl.
A couple of people have been texting about this one, and I have to agree. Did this one make the list?
Hey, it's Dominic
the Donkey.
Ah, two in one day.
The Italian Christmas Donkey.
Everyone.
La, 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 la.
Oh.
La, 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 la.
No.
That's number one.
Totally.
Not on the list?
I
well, we know AC/DC's number one.
Maybe seven. If we're going to do goddamn Dominic the Donkey, every time we do a music subject, here's what's going to happen. Are you ready?
Here's
what's going to happen,
BJ.
What's going to happen? No more of this list. I'm done. I'm now going to officially
done.
Protest. I'm done.
Whoa.
It's over.
What about this one? No? No?
Have fun. It's a great ratings getter. It's a great thing. Everybody loves the goddamn song. But you know what, Steve? Play it again. Let's just play it all effing more.
I told you to play it again.
Do it. No, I seriously. Play it, and when we're called in for a goddamn meeting of how bad this song is, two in one day?
Fine.
No.
No, all right, fine.
I hate that song.
I get it. What about this one?
You made me smart.
This is the rock version. No.
He's drinking water. Just give him a second.
He's got to hydrate.
Don't let me walk out. I'm going to walk out of the studio.
I don't want you to walk out.
Walk out. Right, well, that's my new thing.
You're going to walk out of the studio?
Your new thing.
I will walk out of the... No, it's
that's like this vintage
thing.
BJ.
It's a new old thing. I hate that song. Stop playing it.
My bad.
Go ahead. You go ahead, Steve, because I'll walk right out.
Okay. Oh, there he goes. Oh, come back. Where are you going?
He's gone.
I think he just really needed to go to the bathroom.
He's going down the hall.
He is going right towards the bathroom. I think Vicky was right on that one.
Somebody said BJ's having a stroke again. Play it more. I don't think I have any more versions.
It's the best that we can do on BJ and Migs. 99.9 KISW.
Yeah, you know, Steve, I want to thank you for the extra therapy sessions I had to pay for that particular day.
That's really funny listening back on it.
Oh, yeah, it's very funny. Oh, yeah.
The best is that the one that sent you over the edge with the ukulele one, like the most like charming and like fun.
Oh, yeah. But I've been able to go to my happy place.
Yes.
So whenever you play that lovely song, yeah.
It's funny because whenever, like, sometimes, like, you might be getting mad at a listener or giving someone a hard time, and someone's just like, tell DJ to be quiet or just play Dominic the Donkey.
Yeah.
Like, that's like the go to.
Is that the go to now
it
for
is.
Those fine texter friends of yours?
Yes.
Yeah, I love all those people.
You should.
Yeah, you know, it's
they help you live the life that you live.
Yeah, I'll tell you what's happening right now.
You should be appreciative, especially with the holidays.
I'm going to wipe my backside with the thoughts of those fine people.
All right. Well, yeah, when you fall asleep in that nice home, it's because of people.
Oh, it's because of the Dominic the Donkey text radiance?
Yes.
I'd like to think it's because of other people that listen to the show that have taste, and it would take that song and flush it.
It's multiple pieces to this puzzle.
Oh, multiple pieces.
Your charmed life.
My charmed life. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got a charmed life. This is what I get to do. Well, I know another part of my charmed life is, of course, working with the Rev.
Oh, he's the best.
Oh,
thank you.
Are we really throwing that adjective around? Really?
Can we give the Rev a shout out for his ugly Christmas sweater,
which
was
thank
fine.
You.
It was good. But Rev showed up to our Christmas party last night with Christmas ornaments in his beard.
Yeah,
the
old
good.
Beardaments. The beardaments were good. I have to say, if you actually dressed up in a steampunk themed, like fancy outfit, red and green, with those beardaments, you would win any contest.
Ooh, that's a good call.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I'm with Steve on that. As much as I would like to see you hit by multiple vehicles.
Oh, wow.
I still think the beardaments really were good.
Is that a compliment?
Yeah. Well, the beardaments, yeah.
All right, cool.
I guess
I'll take that.
I just assume your wife picked them out. I don't think you had anything to do
with it. No, I picked those out. She was awesome enough to help me sew. Well, she did all the sewing of the light.
lights into my Christmas tree hoodie, but the beer mints were all me.
Yeah, the Christmas tree hoodie was pretty epic, too. A lot of people are like, what the hell is going on? And I, you know what? Because it is the Christmas holiday season. I also told Vicky that she looked very adorable in her holiday dress.
Yes.
Yes. To be fair, he was a couple drinks in, and I think that's the only reason he said something nice.
That is true.
That's really, like my holiday.
Yeah, Steve, I was surprised that you didn't dress as the elf. I thought for sure you were going to pull that off and really join the. You showed up, and I was like, "Wow! I did you have any? Was it red? Oh, there's a little red in there.
Yeah, it's a final.
Yeah.
Well, that's Northwest holiday, right?
Yeah,
there.
You really
some nice Nikes.
You and Hair Club showed up, and I looked at the
and
both
your
of
son.
You. And you, I didn't see in much Christmas cheer.
His son didn't have anything either.
No, he didn't. Yeah, he dressed up, though, in his Vegas trying to mac on the Rock Girls outfit.
Oh, it worked. He got some numbers.
Yeah, he did. But everybody else was looking cheery. Danny looked good.
Mm-hmm. I think I was wondering if you liked my dress.
Uncle Chris had a nice little outfit on. He did. Yeah, I mean,
and daughter and her man Johnny Roberts, they were wearing matching ugly Christmas sweaters, and apparently his because they didn't have a guy version of the ugly Christmas sweater, so he had to get like a triple or quadruple XL.
Best boyfriend ever.
Yeah,
he looked good in it.
Yeah, because my wife, if she asked me to do it, I wouldn't have done it.
You wouldn't have done that.
Nope. I, that's why I'm thinking. You know what, Sarah? This guy's a keeper because I mean, wearing women's clothes, I was like, I'm not going to do that.
Well, wasn't he? He was wearing an ugly Christmas sweater.
Man,
it, didn't look like he, it didn't look like he was wearing women's clothes.
It looked
clothes.
A little weird on him, and I realized why. Because, again, you don't know. I used to be, of course, in the Mrs. and Junior's department at TJ Maxx, so, of course, I know fashion. Mm-hmm. But I knew it looked a little weird on him, and I knew why, because it was a woman's cut outfit, you know, thing, even though it was for a big woman, still. And you know what? I'm like, Johnny, you are the man. You're doing stuff, and I give you credit, because I would have told my daughter, guess what you're doing? You're wearing that by yourself. And I'm going to dress like Steve. Like, I don't care.
Hey, I put on, like, a fun hat thing and glasses.
Oh yeah, okay.
I had the Christmas lights on my head.
Oh.
Is this picture posted on Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, go to KSW's Facebook page to check it out.
Well, see, I didn't see you wearing that. Where did you get all those? I saw you just in your regular outfit.
I stole it from John in sales.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay.
All right, just for the picture.
Well, of course, as you know, the Rev who did, you know, his Beardermans did win. But what doesn't win, of course, is the fact that his job is to screen calls around here. And, oh, is he just so amazing. Let's go to Marlena in Everett. Marlena, you are on The Rock.
Hola, guys.
Hola, Marlena. Don't forget the men's room afternoons right here on The Rock. So, Marlena, finish this sentence. The date was over when he or she did blank.
Take the notice.
Oh, they picked the. So you saw him digging for gold right with you on the date?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it wasn't that, but I mean, I don't really have anything bad, really, besides what I.
Okay, wait. You're saying nothing's ever happened to you, so I'm wondering how did you get through? All right, hold on. I'm going to check in with our. I'm going to put you on hold, check in with our expert call screener.
Quick question before we ask the Rev. Rev.
Yeah.
Did she call in, or did you just randomly call somebody and say, would you like to be on the radio?
She called in.
So she had something to share.
She had a thing, and I asked her if she had a story with it, and she definitely said yes.
Did you hear the story?
No.
Oh, my God. Do you understand how to be a call screener?
Yeah, I do.
Danny, you've worked with great people in radio. Have you ever heard of a call screener not actually screening the call to find out if they had the story?
Hey, I got a great story. Good, I'll put you on. That's it? That's what you've been doing for, like, 12 years here?
Yeah, most of the time, yeah.
Jesus. Steve, honestly, how do we get along? How are we still in this business?
I just love that we're like, hey, have you had a week? Now, you know, not everything's been good with my dating stories.
Maybe she's just a little nervous.
You could be right. I really hope so.
Hey, Marlena?
Yes.
Did you just want to call and talk to us because you like the show or something? Because since you really don't have anything bad, you just want to say hi or something? Is that why you called?
Both.
Oh, God. Rev? Great. On every level, her energy and her willingness to be verbal and the great story. Red, this is the call of the year, Red. This is the greatest screen. Can we, when we go to the Pony Show Convention, can we play
can
this?
Can we not use this as the demo
we're
here?
We're
going
to play this and go, hey, if you want to be a great call screener on radio, this is how you get it done.
It's our version of everyone getting a participation trophy. It's the best that we could do on BJ and Mix 99.9 KISW.
You know what, Steve? Does it get better than that?
I hope so.
It is the best that we can do for 2018 as we continue to look back on our favorite moments of the past year. We'll do that around 9:34 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's the best that we can do for 2018. Back in July, of course, our buddy Rich Voss was back in studio. And look, anytime Rich Voss is on the show, you know he's just going to start decimating one of us. That's
nobody's
really
safe, except for you. He's usually pretty chill with you.
You know, he's smart enough to at least go, okay, if I want to be back on the show, maybe at least one of the guys I should leave alone.
Right. He knows where his bread's buttered.
Yeah. And so of course, Rich has to go after somebody. And, well, Uncle Chris toting a blue mohawk. I mean, at that point, everyone's, thank God, Chris, you really put the bullseye on yourself.
Like, I love having Rich on, but there's always that moment of anxiety, and I think all of us probably feel that way, that it's like, oh man, am I going to be the target? Because I've been the target of his, and it's funny, but it's like, sometimes you're just like, oh man, I'm too tired. I don't know if I want to be the target.
Exactly.
And I remember walking in that morning to get a cup of coffee, and then Uncle Chris walks by, and he's got this giant blue mohawk, which I've never seen him do before or after, and the first thing I thought was, well, I'm safe today.
Oh, now Chris is correct in me saying it was a purple mohawk.
My bad.
Yeah, sorry about that, buddy. But either way, we were so happy that Purple Mohawk Boy was the subject of Rich Voss.
Welcome to the show, Rich Voss.
There he is.
That's me.
Yes. We had you on the phone. You did one of the greatest sets from your car that's ever been done in a car on a phone interview.
Oh, I remember I was driving into New York, and I came on to plug the roast, FossRoast.com, the best roast in history. Yeah,
seriously, check it out. You can go there and you can see the trailer and realize you need to watch this roast.
It's Murderer's Row. Colin Quinn, Bobby Kelly, Norton, Florentine.
I love it because all those people came together just to go. I don't think Rich realizes this, but we hate him and we're going to come and really roast him. I don't think he gets this.
I hate myself for doing it. I hate myself for everything in life. This is a great new studio. This is.
You know, finally, we were the island of misfit toys for such a long time. When you came here, the studio falling apart. Finally,
well, I used to go into your other studio thinking, well, maybe I'll catch hepatitis.
Yeah,
but here it's so sanitized here, and the great. I don't know if he's an intern or a worker with the purple hair that sticks straight up.
Oh yeah,
because how damaged is he? Hey, mom and dad, one more hug, I wouldn't have to walk around looking like I'm in London in 1970. But not in a bad way.
Can we bring Chris in? Because this is the first time he showed up like this.
Yeah, today.
What
today
do you mean?
He's never looked like this before. Today's his first day. Before.
Why? What happened to you as a kid? Look, I got tats. You got tats. Right. Obviously, I'm damaged.
Oh, yeah.
I have. Look at me. You know, I fill the empty void. You know, I fill the emptiness. And if it, look at you. Who wears three? You know what I mean?
Oh, you got the big rings on,
diamond
too.
Diamond rings.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's empty, you know. And thank you, Amazon, for filling that void. I'm just one click away on a daily basis. But listen, I'm not going to say anything because you look like Elvis Costello if he was sick mentally sick.
And Chris has got a mohawk, one of those old chicken the rooster feather mohawk looks.
And it's purple.
Hey, you know what, I don't know if the mohawk is going to get the attention it needs. Maybe I need to dye it purple so I look like a punk rock Barney. I don't know. What can I do to stop traffic? Obviously my parents hate me already. But
here we go.
No. Like
punk rock Barney.
Is there a reason? Are you going to see like a Johnny Rotten tribute band or something?
I'm going to see Return of the Living Dead tonight.
So they're going to think you're a cast member?
Yeah, that's the idea.
What's the Return of the Living Dead? I remember Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah.
I remember that movie.
Yeah,
that was
exactly.
A college.
Yeah.
That was a college film.
It's the same dude, right?
No. This is the campy, ridiculous 80s like zombie movie that they relate back to it. And they're like, you know, the zombies from Night of the Living Dead, they were real. And some of the main characters are punks, so that's all.
To get my hair straight up like that, I need two blue pills.
It's our version of everyone getting a participation trophy. It's the best that we could do on BJ and Migs, 99.9 KISW.
It is the best that we could do for 2018. February is where we had the lovely Teresa call in to play Beat Migs. Yeah. Let's just say Teresa wasn't quite all there.
It's time to beat Migs.
well whack him because it is Whack It Wednesday.
Whack it.
But we have your kryptonite.
Uh-oh, woman?
Yes, we've got Teresa in Onalaska. Teresa, are you there?
Not sober.
Oh.
Oh, wait. I thought we were playing sober or not sober.
Not big dummy, but blame for team not sober.
Okay.
And
what else are you doing in Onalaska other than drinking or meth, right?
Teresa,
I feel kind of bad because there was a commercial on for Tourette's and the lady goes, "Your child has Tourette's." And I'm like, "I wish." But is that bad?
Okay. Well, Steve, congratulations on your win.
Don't know.
What is she playing for today? Yeah,
this is...
Well, you can take your...
Okay, that is bad. See, now I feel guilty. I'm going to have to
confess. Do you know what time it is, Teresa?
Yeah, it's before 9, I think.
All right, there's one question
what do you got, correct? Teresa, what do you got planned for the rest of today?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, not much way I'm going.
Oh, this is amazing.
I love Teresa.
Are you today off or you just don't work?
It's Whack It Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Whack it. Yeah, I'm going to whack it.
You know what? If she's crazy, but she's willing to, you know, participate in Whack
It
Wednesday.
Crazy. Whack it. Stone.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, you are.
It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day outside. The sun is shining.
Where is the sun shining?
Yeah, the sun ain't shining here.
It's, you got the sun shining down there in Onalaska? Really?
Absolutely. It's gorgeous.
Nice. Wow, that's a beating. I mean, it's, you know, it's a ways away.
It's
but
a whacking.
Yeah,
you guys should come down. You guys should come down.
What are you guys, about an hour and a half outside of Seattle?
Yeah.
Damn, really? Well, I can't believe it's sunny down there, man. I feel robbed.
Hey, what do you do for fun?
I'm watching some bald eagles out in the cow field. Yes.
I was going to ask you, what do you do for fun in Alaska, but you answered that question.
Just think about this, though, Steve. She's getting stoned.
They're out there. I see them. There's more than one.
So she's getting stoned out in the beautiful country. Yeah. It's sunny. I think she's got the joke on us. I really do. Okay.
Not sober.
Yeah.
Not sober. I hope Biggs is not on his game because I'm not
sure about Biggs, but Miggs is doing okay.
Oh, Biggs.
Yeah, there we go. That's me. You know what I meant.
We had to get rid of Biggs because he just was not good at this game.
We're having eye contact. It's like a ninja moment, right?
No, I see you.
Okay. Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
I love Teresa.
Someone texts her, says, what the F is going on?
I don't know.
I love drugs. Yeah, drugs are awesome.
I do, too. I love the legal ones. Legal ones are good.
Damn. Sounds like she's having a great time. Why am I me?
You have 1 minute to answer these 10 questions.
She knows the game.
All right.
She's back. Well, what are you playing for today?
Shiitake mushrooms.
Team Not Sober is doing quite well today.
Good for you, Teresa.
It's our version of everyone getting a participation trophy. It's the best that we could do on BJ and Migs. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW. Would you like 90 Pine?
With my Brussels sprouts, yes.
With your Brussels sprouts. Well, we started the show that way. Why not end the show that way?
We're forgetting letters and words.
Yes, we are. So
it was a rough night last night.
Yeah.
Somebody texted wondering how are things with your daughter and J-Rubs, you know.
Oh, J-Rubs is great. He has no memory.
Did he get over the whole ex thing?
Oh, yeah. He got over the whole ex thing like the next day. You would never, when you see J-Rubs.
Oh, Joe's saying no.
What?
Joe shaking his head. No, Joe and Sarah, maybe come in here for a second.
I will tell you, when I see J-Rubs at the house, he's got a great attitude.
He's probably stoned.
You know what? I don't. If he's stoned, he does it outside the house. I never get any rent.
I don't know if he is.
But, I mean, he's got a great attitude. Because my daughter is what my daughter is. She's a lovely, lovely.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
A lovely individual. Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah, that's the ratchet and ratchet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of found out last night that he's not over it.
Oh, I didn't know that. How'd you find it?
Well,
oh, wow. A texter was onto something here.
I know. The texter was really feeling in the universe. Yeah, after the holiday party, there might have been some words.
Really?
Thrown, you know, the liquor was flowing, the words were thrown. The last words that we said to each other, he said, "I'm sleeping on the couch." And I said, "Okay, good."
Oh, you don't go to bed mad? That's not what you do.
Girl, don't go away mad.
Just
go away.
I went away into my comfy bed. He can have the couch. Yeah, I know, but it was already too late, and we were not going to get anything solved. Drunk.
See, that's the problem. You guys got to lay off the drinking, because that's when you guys don't have a good time.
Yeah.
Because you don't make good decisions.
How did this morning go?
Oh, I don't know. Well, I don't know.
You know, it wasn't as like, "Oh, babe, I love you so much. It's Friday. Woohoo, you know, hug me, slap my booty, you know." It wasn't like
that.
Because
you forgot the D.
Okay.
And Friday. She said Friday.
Okay.
You guys are also perverted.
Yeah, this is a great conversation. Slap the booty, forget the D. Thanks, everybody.
Well, if you didn't forget the D, you probably wouldn't be upset.
I know, right? Usually our mornings are really fun. I forgot the D this morning.
Okay, then.
So it was interesting. But he left me a nice little, I love you sticky note in my laptop. Mm-hmm. So that was sweet. So. Yeah. But we didn't talk about it at all this morning.
That's because you know what? Here's the thing. I mean, I love you. I will always be most of the time on your side. But if you ever bring me into this conversation, I'm Team J. I am Team J. Rubs.
Yes, I know.
I am told to, and I have stayed out of it. But I'm telling you right now.
I'm surprised you have, honestly. I'm surprised you didn't bring that up last night.
I don't bring up anything. I've decided to keep my mind in my business, but on the air, I'm going to tell you. You're a dope, and you should really. Nobody invites their ex to parties. That's the dumbest move ever. Girls need to learn that. Men know that better. Men know that. Girls, for some reason, don't know you never invite your ex to parties.
When you're in a relationship. If you don't have a relationship and you're single, hey, maybe you're going to get some makeup or some.
Invite them all.
Yeah, right. I got no problem.
Right.
With that.
Yeah, might as well throw all the fish in the barrel.
I've invited three of my exes to one party when I was single, and they all came, and then it was really awkward because they all thought they were going to go home with me that night, and I was like, oh, well, now I have to pick.
So then it was kind of like your own version of The Bachelor.
It was, yeah.
Honestly.
The Ratchula.
Yeah. My ex wants to invite me, not that I had many. I'm done with her. She's dead to me. I don't go anywhere she wants me to go. It's like, here's the deal. You had your shot with me. Now you're dead to me. Again, if you were on fire, I wouldn't irrigate you, okay? That's the attitude you're supposed to have with an ex.
Okay, so, that's what I have now.
Joe, everything your sister is saying is on point?
Oh, yeah. Well, the Uber ride.
Jay Rubs is not happy. It was awkward.
Well, you know, I made a joke about the party.
Oh, wait, so you started it.
Yeah.
Oh, Joey's a troll.
Yeah.
Joey is the hidden troll of the universe.
It's like I didn't bring up anything about you and your ex when I finally had a little bit of a quality time with Jay Rubs, which was awesome. I didn't think once to be like, hey, what's up with that ex thing? Because I didn't want to hurt you guys' night. So that's why it all started.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, well, we were filling the Uber driver in because we're having a great ride home, and we were talking about parties, and I'm like, well, at least we're not going to be as hungover as we were for your party or invite our exes.
Yeah.
And then we...
I'm telling you, my kids are both morons.
Oh, my gosh.
They really are. They've learned nothing from me.
I don't know if he's a moron or just a diabolical genius.
I was told everything was okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so you were testing it.
Yeah, he knows. Yeah, I mean, he knows everything wasn't okay, and he just trolled. His mom's got that ability. He gets that trollness from his mom, and I look at both of them and go, you're evil geniuses who should not be on this planet.
So it's your brother's fault.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, thanks, Joe. Thanks. Yeah. See, I don't even really remember that, so you just
That's because you're
out.
Always trashed there, Ratchy McGee.
I know. I really was, yeah.
Honest to God, you don't remember people wrecking your life because you're half in the bag.
Well, thanks. Well, and then I think Jay Rubs was like, oh, yeah, no, we're good. We're chill. We're chill. But behind closed doors.
When you get
He was not chill.
On this season of The Ratchelorette.
Yeah.
So true. They need to make that show, The Ratchelorette. Sarah would be the star.
Yeah, so he was on the couch.
You know what? And Joey, it's really awesome that Steve gives you mad props because Steve also has that sort of like, let me just throw a hand grenade in here and run away.
Yeah, game recognizes game.
Yeah.
Well, I was on a high from
real.
Yeah, I was just saying, I was on a high from getting numbers. So, at that point,
right. You're unstoppable.
He was literally just like in the Uber, just like munching on his cupcake, like, at least no exes showed up.
Yeah, dropping grenades and watching him explode.
Yeah,
all over your face, Sarah.
He might as well have like a skinless cat pulling his Dr. Evil routine. It was not good. I'm telling you. Or I should say a furless cat. A skinless cat would be really ugly. Yeah. That's the next thing on Austin Powers 4. He has a skinless cat. Well, this is delightful. You guys are all wonderful human beings.
So to answer that texter who says, has Jay Rubs forgiven Sarah for the birthday shenanigans yet? The answer is no.
That's right.
No. No.
Delightful.
Hey. Happy holidays.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
It's going to be great.
I hope Christmas is great in your family.
You know what? Jay Rubs is a good dude. He is
Jay Rubs.
He really puts up with a lot.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you'd kick me out of like Christmas dinner before Jay Rubs.
Oh, that's happening.
Jay Rubs gets to stay.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not inviting any exes to Christmas or anything.
Did you buy any Christmas gifts for any of your exes?
Well, no, I didn't. Don't worry.
Oh, my God, Sarah. I'm going to drop kick you.
Just lie.
You are not going to ruin. You cannot ruin a good thing, you dumb, lovely daughter
of
mine.
Did you buy a gift for J-Rubs that you once bought for an ex?
Yeah. Jeez.
No?
Hey, Joe, can you film all of your Christmas this year?
Oh, don't worry. We got it going.
All right, thanks.
And Sarah,
just
I will
Facebook live it.
I will deflect
your
brother.
I will ditch my plans to watch that on Facebook.
I'll be on high alert. Here's what I'm going to say right now, because this is all work with Joey. Joey, It's real simple. If you want Christmas presents this year, don't be a troll.
Done.
Yeah, exactly. That's
it. He cannot not be a troll.
Oh, no, but listen, he's got, he just sent us his list. He's got some really cool things that he wants this year. We just got his list, and it's like, you know what, buddy? Let's not have a bad Christmas. I want to have a nice time.
Yeah, don't drop grenades, please. Don't.
Remember, your sister's dating somebody who's not in jail. That's a nice thing.
Progress.
All right. Now we have to answer an important question. Before we can get on with the holidays, Steve,
yes.
This question needs to be answered. What's a Ryan Castle and Clay have in common? I'm going to tell you at 9:52 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. He's the drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and Clay have in common?
I'm Aiken.
Oh,
get it?
Yeah.
How's that for the last one of the year, bitches?
Whoa.
That
it was
good.
Broughton.
So he says they're both putty in Steve's hands.
Oh.
You're not supposed to eat either of them? Well. And Steve is aching for their love.
Yay.
Somebody's on the same wavelength.
Oh. We got a couple of Claymates in the house. That's right. I love that.
Claymates?
Yeah.
Is that what they're called?
That's exactly what his fans are called.
Seriously?
Claymates, yeah.
Yep.
Like
that. That sounds like a new fetish. Jeez. Yeah.
Take it easy, Vicky.
Yeah, but it just gets softer the more you play with it.
It was like my wedding night.
Wow. Jeez.
I'm drunk.
Hey. Merry Christmas. Jeez, we're getting real for the holidays. Ever since Craig Gass came in and said, hey, thank you for my sobriety.
Yeah.
Everybody's just confessing everything. Here's the thing. You actually maybe are supposed to eat clay, especially if you want to lose weight. There's a type of clay dirt that looks like it'll absorb all the fat from the food in your stomach, keep it from hitting your body.
Right.
And apparently clay diets aren't new. I've never heard of this.
That's what they put in Olestra.
Really?
Anal leakage. No.
Oh.
I totally made that up.
Oh, okay. Because I like anal leakage, so I'm all for that. Yeah.
I'm seeping.
Yeah. So talk to your doctor, because I don't know. This is a story that could be real or not real.
No, just do it for the holidays.
Yeah. Just chuck down some clay. It absorbs the fat. Ryan Castle, well, he's got a 12-pack, and that's coming up.
Bye.
Oh, and thanks for Chris. Thanks to Chris for sitting and watching the show. Thanks, man.
And the no-name cakes.
Yeah.
Yummy.
Yeah. So good. Thank you, Mod Pizza, for that.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
What is the coolest thing that you have ever found?
This person said, I found a stray red-footed tortoise in my horse pasture. Nobody claimed it for a few months, so I was able to sell them for $500.
So I guess that must be a rare kind of, I mean, $500 is a lot of money for a turtle.
Wow.
Damn. Yeah, I mean, it's a good thing you didn't find two turtles. There's a lot of turtle action going on.
Turtles.
Yeah, I can see why, kid.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I have a mountain of credit card bills and consumer debt. Can I still keep my house if I file bankruptcy?
Yes, you almost always can keep your home and your house, your car in a bankruptcy. Depending on what type of bankruptcy you file, would depend on whether or not, for example, you can keep your vehicles if you have payments on them still. You can almost always keep your home if you're current on the payments on your home, even in full bankruptcy. In Chapter 13, you can also keep those items. If you're behind on your house, you could catch your house payments up in a Chapter 13, take off a second mortgage in a Chapter 13. So keeping your primary assets like a home and car is almost always possible in bankruptcy.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.